Failures and disappointments can lead us to despair and discouragement. When we experience death, we want to stop, and it seems we have no strength to continue. Our gospel and parable for today give us encouraging words to continue what we are doing in spite of many obstacles, frustrations, and failures. As Saint Mark has been reporting public ministry prior to this parable, Jesus and his disciples have met many difficulties and obstacles. The religious leaders have accused them of breaking the Sabbath. They even have claimed that Jesus heals by the power of Satan. Even Jesus' own relatives wanted to confine him to the house because of they feared he had lost the run of himself. That was the context for Jesus talking about the farmer sowing his seed in the field. The Galilean farmer had all kinds of obstacles to deal with, so that many of the seeds he sows never take root or never reaches maturity. Yet, in spite of all obstacles and setbacks, the harvest turns out to be great. The message is truly, look beyond the obstacles, the setbacks, the disappointments. God is at work in my ministry, in my life, and the harvest will be great in the end. We can all become absorbed by what is not going well, by the failures, the losses all around us. But the parable encourages us to keep hopeful in the midst of loss and failures, because the Lord is always at work in a life-giving way, even when failure and loss seem to dominate the landscape. My dear brothers and sisters, the Lord is telling us today to continue what we are doing for the kingdom of God. Don't focus on our failures, but set our hearts on God, the one who will give us strength as we struggle and face the challenges down the road. We are all stewards of God. We do our best. God will do the rest. In the end, we can say, like Saint Paul, I planted the seed and Apollos watered it. God made it grow. So just open our minds and heart. Listen, learn, and understand to bear fruit 30 and 60 and 100-fold. Let us listen, learn, and understand.